from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. More than any other weekend, you want to check the OFSC snowmobile trail map before heading out sledding. It's showing a lot of red in our region. For instance, Timmins Snowmobile Club trails closed at midnight last night. The club advises that using the trails as snow and ice conditions deteriorate in the spring weather is extremely hazardous. Communications Director Gilbert Fortin says the only sensible course of action is to put away your sleds until next winter. A new rule requiring visitors to the United States to register is in effect as of today. Anyone planning to be in the U.S. for 30 days or longer must now fill out a form. That includes Canadian snowbirds, and officials in sunshine destinations are worried about a steep fall in visits if the rule remains in effect. Several immigration advocacy groups in the U.S. have filed a lawsuit against President Trump's order, but their attempt to get an injunction to halt the process has failed to gain approval from the courts. The British Columbia government is stepping up its efforts to retaliate against U.S. President Trump's tariffs. Premier David Eby says Crown corporations and government agencies will now cancel all American contracts, subscriptions, travel plans, and membership in trade organizations where practical. Instead, they'll look at other Canadian or non-U.S. substitutions. Eby admits some will be difficult to replace, such as medical supplies. But he adds it's also an opportunity to encourage Canadian suppliers to develop replacement goods and services. The number of measles cases in Ontario continues to rise rapidly. Public Health Ontario reports 155 new diagnoses over the past week, bringing the total to 816 since the outbreak began last fall. The agency says 61 people are in hospital, an increase of 11, and 47 of them are children. Unimmunized children are still the predominant group affected. In Country 93.1 sports, it's do or die time for the Timmins Rock in their Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League semifinal against the Hearst Lumberjacks. The two teams meet at 7 o'clock in Hearst, with the Jacks leading the series 3-1 in the best of seven. Game 6, if necessary, will be back at the MAC on Monday. Waiting in the wings for their opponent in the finals are the Sudbury Cubs, who swept their first two series.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.